In Northwest News on KPLU, in a first-of-its-kind clean air rule, Washington State will combat climate change by capping and reducing carbon pollution from its largest emitters. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has details about the new rule from the Department of Ecology.
It's the culmination of years of work by regulators. Governor Jay Inslee had originally tried to set up a more ambitious plan to charge large polluters a fee, similar to California's cap-and-trade system. But it didn't pass the legislature. So Ecology Director Maya Bellin says her department had to get creative.
Because we did not get that authority from the Washington State Legislature, we're using the authority of our almost 50-year-old Clean Air Act that says we can manage pollution in Washington State. Carbon is a pollution.
There is no official state exchange, but Bellin says polluters who have to cut back their emissions, such as power plants or oil refineries, can trade independently. An overachiever, for example, might sell some credits to those having a harder time with compliance.
And so they'll be able to have a flexibility in how they move those carbon credits around based on their engagement with each other.
Independent auditors would validate those exchanges with oversight from Ecology. The biggest polluters must report on their compliance starting next year. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.